Well, Hal and Jay, the final preparations are starting to take place in the room where they're going to be eating, and the presentation of the Army Sports Awards will be taking place. So we won't know the winners till later on this evening, but we do know two winners, because throughout the year, the Regional Commands have an Army Sports Trophy competition, and the major units and the minor units have already been announced, because the competition ended 30th September. And the winners of the major units was a 2-1 Engineer Regiment, and Lieutenant Colonel Sam Hughes is the CO. Congratulations on winning a very tight competition this year, only 70 points in it between first and second.
Thanks very much. Yeah, I'm really pleased to be here, and all of us at 2-1 Engineer Regiment, very proud of the achievement of being the top major unit on points. I hadn't actually got into the detail of those points, but that's interesting to know that it was tight. Plenty of competition for next year, no doubt.
Definitely. Do you know how many sort of competitions were you getting involved with? Because it was, you have to put a lot in through the year to get be the top team.
Yes, as you say, there are numerous ways of collecting points for this competition, and indeed I think that's probably part of the challenge, just getting out there and recording all the different things that people are up to from around the regiment. Staff Sergeant Bloomer, who is here with us this evening, has been on point for that, running the gym and also encouraging people to get involved and recording those points. Having said that, we have won, and we're, as I say, very proud, with a number of sportsmen here this evening from across rugby league, football, Staff Bloomer herself, as I say.
And did you put a lot of emphasis on the sports competition this year? You were determined to win it.
To be honest, no. I won't say as it came a complete surprise to me. I knew there was a competition out there. We just push, despite everything else going on in the regiment, an ethos of getting involved in as much sport as we can without affecting the operational capability that we have. I only took over in March, and I inherited that sort of ethos from my predecessor, and we've just managed to keep it going. So when the announcement came in, not a complete surprise that there had been an event such as this, but wasn't exactly tracking it or aiming to win it.
Well, fantastic on your victory, and enjoy picking up the trophy later on during the award ceremony, and thanks for joining us. Enjoy the evening.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks very much.
And with me now is the commanding officer of ATR Winchester, Lieutenant Colonel Nick McKenzie. They are the minor units winner of the Army Sports Trophy competition. Congratulations on the win. A great achievement.
Yeah, thank you very much. I'm really proud of the achievements of the team at Winchester. It's quite hard to juggle training new recruits, forging the next generation of the British Army, whilst officiating at sporting events, hosting sporting events, and actually competing in our sport. So yeah, really proud of the team.
I mean, sport is a big part of the Army. Your ATR Winchester, so obviously that's a good emphasis to put on to the Phase 1 recruits.
Absolutely. I'm an absolutely avid sportsman, both watching on TV and actually playing sport as well, running, etc, etc. So really good, and I think it's a great privilege to see us here at the awards tonight, but actually for the guys to show recruits that actually you can achieve something. It sets a good example. We can be good role models, and by competing and showing our, you know, the fruits of our success, we can we can show them that there's something to look forward to for them.
So how do you manage to get that fine balancing act, letting the sportsmen and women go off to do the sport?
It's quite challenging. As you'd appreciate, the big team events such as rugby, it's quite hard to get a sort of a routine sports sort of team out in that respect. But the smaller sports, so cross country, orienteering, squash, those are the sort of sports we focus on. So more sort of smaller, where you can get 4 to 6 people away. But actually been really successful this year, and we're building a really strong football team. So fingers crossed. But it's about planning as well. It's really important.
All right, Nick. Well, thanks for joining us. Enjoy the evening. Enjoy picking up the trophy.
Thank you very much.
So the guests will soon start to arrive for the Army Sports Awards 2017, and it won't be till 10 o'clock before the winners will start to be announced. We're going to have the Rising Star of the Year, Sports Official of the Year, also Team of the Year, Sportswoman of the Year, Sportsman of the Year, the big trophy of the evening, and a Lifetime Achievement Award will be presented too. And there'll be more on the awards, and we're speaking to the winners, you'll be able to catch up with on the Bradford Show tomorrow morning. So for now, that's it from the Army Sports Awards at Sandhurst.